Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's the 27th of October, almost Halloween, 2022. Okay, thanks for being with us today. On this Thursday morning, we have got a special guest, Betty Norton. Betty is the president of education at a place called Exceed, like with an X at the beginning, Exceed Preparatory Academy. Can't talk so far. Okay. Down in Florida. Okay. I believe she's out of Coral Springs. We're going to talk with her about how hybrid education helps different types of students succeed, particularly in this post-pandemic world. And that to me is extremely important because we do a lot of work with SEL. Kids are having trouble relating in school in many cases, and we want to still give them a good education. Things have changed. Okay, so we got to see what works and what doesn't. That's why I was thrilled to have Betty on. Thank you, Amanda Holdsworth, my buddy, for putting this together for me. Okay, and we're going to talk to Betty in just a second. I just want to say we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. We have our teacher retention sites, our SEL Today sites. All the podcasts are over there, plus a ton of other information all about equity. That's why this show is so darn important, because we got to give every kid the educational method they deserve to learn well for themselves. Okay, so please check it out. Everything we do is over at ace-ed.org. And without further ado, hi, Betty. I'm Larry.
Hi. How are you doing today, Larry?
I'm all right. How are you? Everything good?
Are you
in Florida today?
I am in Florida. I'm right outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you're not in Coral Springs. Where are you?
I'm in a small town called Davie, right outside of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
My best friend lives in Hollywood. I know the area.
Very nice. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on today.
So you're talking to Maine today, so it's going to get cold here and stay warm down there. Okay,
That's cool. Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. Hey, Betty, you taught. You work at a private school. It's private education, okay? And you're president of education at Exceed Prep Academy. Just tell everybody what Exceed is, and then we'll talk to you about how you made that transition. So talk about Exceed. Tell everybody what
Absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely. Yes. So Exceed Preparatory Academy is a grade 6 through 12 private network of schools, and we offer hybrid learning education models for many of our students. We have physical campuses. We're also embedded in several sports academies across the United States, and we also have a virtual school that services domestic students as well as international students looking to come to the United States in the future.
So if I have a son, I don't, my kids are much older, but if I have a son who's in eighth grade and I want him not to go to a public school, I could get in touch with Exceed even though I live in Maine, and we could make that happen?
Absolutely, yes.
Good enough. Okay, that's cool. And is it exceedprep.org where people would go for that information? With an X?
That is also. Yes, exceedprep.org.
Correct. That is great. Thank you. And just talk about this. I just want to mention this. Betty's worked for Broward County, huge district, public schools in South Florida, where she taught middle school students and then later concentrated on special populations, including, which I always love working with, gifted and exceptional students in special education, et cetera, okay, at Title I schools, et cetera. Then all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, I don't know, you went over to private schools. Talk about that transition. What got you over to that?
Yes, so thank you, Larry. I actually
You're
spent
welcome.
About 20 years in public education. I worked with several different schools at the middle school level. And then after about 10 years, I spent the remainder of my time in Broward working at the district level, where I worked with several schools, Title I, improving special programs
nice.
For students with learning differences and gifted. And then as
nice.
Time went on, I started to think about what are some of the things that I could be doing, how can I kind of scale this out, if you will. And back in 2016, I met with Brent Goldman. Dr.
Yep.
Goldman shared his vision for Exceed Preparatory Academy, and I found that the Exceed model had something that I was very interested in building, something that I felt I'd been working my entire career to get to this moment. So I crossed over, left public education, came over to private.
Yeah, don't worry about that. You're still in education. Okay.
Exactly.
You really are. Yeah, you're doing a great job over there. And by the way, Brent will be on in a couple of weeks. I want to talk to him about some other things. Okay. And he's the founder of Exceed Prep Academy. All right. And we're going to talk about some things with him. But with you, I want to talk about this hybrid thing. Exceed is a hybrid model of education. And you said something a minute ago. That you work with other academies, and I was curious, the physical side of what you do, do you have like an Exceed Academy building down there in Coral Springs, or how does it all work physically?
Physically, we have three locations here in South Florida that are self-standing, if you will. And students have the ability to come and go throughout the day. The head to school is there, set up schedules and plans so that the students have plenty of time to meet with teachers. They work independently, and they can work remotely if they'd like to. On the sports side, our Exceed school located directly inside the sport academy. So the students, it's just part of their day. Some of the students might be starting at 8 o'clock with morning training sessions, and then at 10 o'clock they'll rotate into their school session for 2 to 3 hours. They might go to lunch, hang out with friends, and then they go back to practice or maybe some game time, and then they're back to school from 4 to 5 or 3 to 5 p.m. So it's a nice blend. And then, of course, we overlay all of this with a virtual school. So if we have students anywhere outside of the country or in the U.S. who would like to participate in special programs but don't have that flexibility or access to that type of programming locally, our virtual school can offer that.
And talk about, you mentioned something, every time you say something, you mention something that takes another layer of the onion. I love this. Talk about, what's the Sport Academy? Talked about that. I like that idea, I think.
Sure. No, we have actually three different types of sports academies. We're embedded in Exceed DME Academy. That's a school that we have in Daytona Beach, Florida. We have, and that's primarily basketball players, but we offer seven different sports out of that location, including volleyball, baseball, and now launching a soccer program. So we're very excited about bringing in all of these new athletes. And in Des Moines, Iowa, we also have a school embedded in a hockey academy. So that school is kind of cool. We have it's right next to the hockey rink. So as soon as you step outside of the classroom, there's a big sheet of ice, and you can skate if you want.
That's great, Kim. Well, spoken like a true Floridian, there's a big sheet of ice, and you can go from there. Okay, I love that. That was great. Okay, but I'm curious. So Exceed, if kids want to emphasize sports, but that's what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show, but I'm just curious, if kids want to emphasize sports, basketball, hockey, whatever the case may be, they're really good at it, okay? But they also need their academics. Okay, but they want to emphasize the sports. And we have ski academies up here that do the same thing for skiing. Okay, and I'm curious, is that what those schools are like? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very similar. You know, the common misconception about student athletes is that education comes second to them because their sport is the number one thing. And there is a little bit of truth to that, but something that happens with most student athletes is that they dedicate a lot of their time to perfecting their craft, and they understand the value of education. So typically, they tend to be the ones who are ahead on pace and working in their classes because they want to focus on their education piece and then transition into their training piece so that they could focus on the next event, the next tournament, the next game. So that's something that we also work with coaches to help understand the athletic mind. These students do think a little bit differently than everyone else, and we want to be able to offer them everything that they need in one location.
I think that's really cool, something to really think about. As I say, there's a lot of, quote, skiing high schools up here in the Northeast, okay, in the mountains, okay, where the kids are really become Olympic skiers, to be perfectly honest, but they need to go to school. Okay, and that's what those schools are about. So it's the same basic thing, and that's really interesting. It's cool to know. I'll talk to Brent about this further. Okay, now, you're in charge, if I'm not mistaken. Well, I don't know what you're president of education, but you seem to have the bent towards hybrid education. Talk about that. What do you see in that? When I say hybrid, what do you see? What do you do? Mm-hmm. What's hybrid to you?
Yes. So hybrid to me, I do come from a curriculum background. And so to me, the top priority is making sure that the students are getting what they need and exactly
right.
where they are. And so with our hybrid education piece, our students do have personalized learning plans that are created for them. And even though everyone starts at the same point with the same login, if you will, and access to the same courses, as the student progresses through these courses, the teachers are helping adjust, modify as needed in order to meet that student's needs. So if they need to remediate, the teachers can go ahead and stop and help that student with that particular skill. And if the students like to advance, they can do that and move forward. So with that hybrid piece, when I think about it, I'm thinking about a student who needs the flexibility to be able to do what they want to do with their day, a student who may need additional time in certain areas, and a student who wishes to move forward quickly in subject areas that perhaps they excel in. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we
mm-hmm.
also provide them with opportunities to expand that knowledge base. So if they're really into science, we might have a science club that we can offer them, or we might be able to put them in touch with someone, perhaps create some type of an internship opportunity. So we like to take a look at what that student is interested in and see how we can help them grow.
So does hybrid mean virtual? That's what I'm trying to get at. When you think hybrid, when you say hybrid, when you talk to parents about hybrid, okay, it shakes out. Does it shake out as virtual? Does it shake out as part personal, part virtual? What's the word? How's that work? I'm just trying to get a good definition from your point of view. Yeah.
No, excellent question. So it can be, but in many cases, especially at our physical school locations here in South Florida, yeah. our students balance their day with going to campus live and in person and meeting with their teachers. If they're not feeling well or if they're going to be traveling for a sport or family event, they can work remotely and they will continue to have the same teachers that they had before and they can continue their schedule just as if they were on campus. But those teachers do have the opportunity to support those students live and they have small sessions and campus activities and so on. And then if students wanted to, they could also have more of a virtual experience by working remotely with those same exact teachers, if that's what they chose. So
yes,
it's a little bit of both, Larry. It's
yeah,
a little bit of, you can come to campus. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the right track here. And, you know, if we could make this happen worldwide, I think it would be great to make kids feel comfortable with whatever learning they need. Okay? I think this is good, you know?
I agree.
We have places where these kids can do this. Okay, but my question is, how do you find teachers who are trained to handle this type of situation? That because it's a different thing than what most teachers are used to, okay, or what they're trained for. Unfortunately, I might add, they should be needing to be trained in this better than ever, but I don't know how quickly that's going to happen. So how do you find the right teachers?
Yes, so that is very true. And I don't know if to say fortunately or unfortunately, but COVID forced everyone to have this type of hybrid experience, whether
right.
they wanted to or not. And so teachers, some of them learned to pivot very quickly and how to make these adjustments. Some of them have embraced it and really have taken this to the next level, Larry. We've got so many teachers, especially teachers at our virtual school, that it's just like if you were sitting right next to him in a classroom. All the resources, all the tools that they're using online, all the bells and whistles that they provide students for additional activities, it's rather amazing. And the product lines that are out there have also been incredibly supportive of what we do, and our teachers are just really just kind of latching on to that. So it has been a difficult transition for some, but we do provide extensive training. We offer in-service for our teachers. We encourage them to take college courses, participate in conferences and so forth to really have a good understanding of what it's like to have that virtual piece and how to marry it with that physical campus, what typically people think is a traditional school.
Betty, before the pandemic, was it all physical or was there hybrid built in before the pandemic? Because Florida's got the virtual school. I mean, everybody knows Florida virtual school, okay? At least everybody we're talking about. So Florida's been kind of ahead of the game a little bit in this, okay? So I'm curious, was it hybrid prior to the pandemic or fully in person?
It was, actually. We were hybrid since we started the concept of Exceed back in 2016. We've always started it as
cool.
a hybrid conference.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's smart. Okay. I like that. I think it's really, really important, and the teachers are learning more and more. It's hard, okay? It's hard to do. It's hard to make the change. It's hard to understand how it works, okay? And on that note, who are the students, okay? You're grade 6 through 12, okay? And a lot of the kids, by the way, are very good in specific sport, okay? Is there a diverse class? Who are these kids that are going there? Are they the ultra rich? Let's put it that way. Are they the standardized kid? What are they? Talk about your student body.
No, thanks. So our student body is actually very similar to a student body that you would find in a public school. We have students who come from very affluent families. We have students that also have the opportunity to attend Exceed through scholarship opportunities. We have students who have learning differences. Of course, we do have the athletes that we talked about, but we have a little bit of everything. Our teachers are trained across the board in how to work with students who are learning other languages, who are working with learning differences, are gifted students, and we really spend a lot of time in training. Yes, so we have almost one of everything.
Wow, that's great. Equal boys, girls?
Pretty much, yes. Of course, some of our campuses, we do have one group that we work with out of Atlanta, and they're all young men. They're all professional basketball players. So in that particular case, they're all boys. But in most of our other campuses, it's almost a 50-50 split.
And when you say you work with a group, this is really fascinating to me. You say you work with a group of kids out of Atlanta. So just talk about that. Just explain that. So obviously, these are basketball kids. You just said that. Okay, obviously you're not coaching the basketball because not you per se, but Exceed, because you're not down in Florida. You're in Florida, they're in Atlanta, but they still need their education. And that's the part of it that you're doing in a hybrid manner. Is that correct?
That is correct. These young men, they go to their facility. They have support facilitators that help them there live and in person. They also attend classes with all of our virtual teachers. And when they're not working on their schoolwork, they're either jet-setting around the United States, participating in different events and tournaments. It gives them best of both worlds. They're allowed to, you know, pursue their dreams, and they have specific classes that have been created just for them due to the nature of their business being these high, you know, professional athletes. But they get to have both. They get to have a tailored educational component and a nice training regimen.
I love talking to you. You always bring something else up. Are they professional athletes? Are they paid by teams to go? Are they paid to play basketball? But they still need their education?
They are. Yes, they are paid to play basketball. These young men are part of a new basketball team called Overtime Elite. And what Overtime Elite?
Yeah.
Yes. They're basically doing the same thing we're doing. They're trying to disrupt how students get to play at the NBA level. And this is just another way of kind of getting into that program and following their dreams without having to go through the antiquated or old-fashioned system, if you will.
Okay. So there's a lot of emphasis, okay, on sports in several of your facilities. But if a kid is not interested in sports, okay, how's that handled at Exceed? I almost said at hybrid, but you know what I mean. That's not a prerequisite. Maybe it is. I don't know. Sports.
No, no, you're right. Anyone can attend Exceed. Of course, we do lend ourselves to the athletes just because of the type of schedules that they need. They need that practice time, especially during school hours, and they're limited in a traditional school schedule. But anyone can thrive at Exceed Preparatory Academy. We have students who are just coming to Exceed because they wanted to go to a smaller setting. They wanted to have more of that one-on-one teacher experience. And so we can offer that and tailor a program that's suited just for them.
It's a brave new world out there. How's it all working out? Okay, Betty, how's it all work out? In the end, what are the statistics? You guys have been around now, 6 years? Okay, which is good. That's almost perfect to get some great data. What are you finding? And the other side of that question is, what have you learned from the beginning? Obviously, it's a good idea from the get-go, but obviously we all do something wrong. We start something and you learn as you go. Okay, so how are the kids doing, and what have you guys learned as you're going through this, especially with the pandemic?
Right, absolutely. Well, the pandemic definitely taught us a handful of lessons there. But if anything, it was a proof of concept for us. We really started off Exceed, and it took a little bit of while to evangelize this, if you will. Students really understanding what this meant, what does it mean to be a hybrid. This is a completely new concept for our area here in Florida. Hmm. And that took a lot of time. That was difficult, you know, focusing in certain areas, trying to get the message out. That definitely took time to rev up and for people to catch on and really understand it. But some of the really great successes, I have to use our families as our greatest example. The number of families and parents who tell us that what we offer at Exceed has changed their child's life completely is amazing. Students that probably were not going to graduate high school have graduated high school with us. Students that parents felt perhaps they would never go to college are in college right now. So all success stories really, you know, they live and breathe. They are walking out there and going to school and getting jobs and being very successful. So I feel that that's one of the biggest things that we hoped we would be able to accomplish. But just to see the students and hear their feedback has been quite amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it has been. And again, we always say you're building the plane as you're flying. I think it's great. Okay, that's what you're doing, and you learn from this. You mentioned before international, but we haven't touched on that at all. Okay, are you dealing with a lot of kids from other countries?
We do, actually. One of our school out in Daytona actually represents, we have 37 different countries represented at that campus alone. We've got students coming in from all over the world. And one of the nice things about having that virtual school
is that... Are they literally coming in physically and they do the sports and that sort of stuff? Is that why they're coming in? Or are you dealing with a kid in India who plays cricket most of the day, okay, but also needs their education? How's it working?
Right. Well, we actually have both. So we have some students that are working from their home country, and we're affording them that opportunity to work on their particular sport or if they're performing artists and so forth. But we also have students who have been waiting to come to the United States, and so they'll start with our virtual school, and then they may transfer into one of our physical locations once they have the ability to do so. So they had the opportunity to start with Exceed as early as grade 6 or 7, and in that course of those 7 years, they can always come to the United States, maybe be with us for a few years and graduate from our high school. And then they can go back home to their own country, or they can try to stay in the United States and attend college here. So we do have both options. And we do find that many of our students, especially for the sports academies, they're very interested in coming here to really work on that. Their skills for that particular sport. So at our Daytona campus, we have about 45 students that are outside of the United States who are here to train for an entire school year, if not the next 3 years. And they're going to do both. They're going to go to school. They're going to live on campus, and they are going to practice and train.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have residential for the kids who need it.
Yes, the sports academies offer residential for the students.
Wow, we're used to that up here. You know, we have so many private high schools and private schools up here in New England, more so, I think, than anywhere in the universe sometimes. And, you know, the kids live away and all that. My son went to a boarding school like that, okay? And it's a good experience for kids, I have to tell you. I honestly believe that. You know, this is really, and I bet you not everybody we're talking to today agrees with all this, okay? But it's thinking out of the box, okay? Education has been very stagnant over the past 150 years, okay? And what Brent did, he looked at Brent Goldman, and he sees it as you can think out of the box with education. And what Exceed has created is a way for a lot of kids to really learn. And again, the sports emphasis, the virtual emphasis, okay? We need to think this through. Okay, it's thinking out of the box, and we got to get out of the bureaucratic system, okay, and make sure that we get each kid what they need so that it works. I really think this is cool. You really got a tiger by the tail there, Betty, I'll tell you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we work hard on this every day.
Well, I know you do, and it has to be different for you. You saw, you know, you worked for a huge school district in Broward County for 20 years. And no offense to Broward County, I could take any giant school district in the world. It's very bureaucratic, okay? And when you're working at a private school, like the way you're working at it, a private enterprise, I can say it that way. Okay. It's different. Okay. It can move and flex a lot easier. Okay. And it's got to be exciting for you to work in that kind of environment.
Oh, it's incredibly exciting for me. I work with, I know everybody says this, but I do truly work with one of the most amazing teams. Everyone's incredibly supportive. Everyone is always open to working together and just kind of any issue that comes up, what are we going to do to troubleshoot? And everyone's all in. So it is truly a privilege to be working for Exceed Preparatory Academy.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm really glad we had this conversation. Betty Norton, continued good fortune with this. You're really, really, really interesting to me. Okay, thinking outside the box, I got to tell you. Okay, and it's working for. Just think about this. It's working for a hell of a lot of kids. Okay, isn't that wonderful? It's working for a hell of a lot of kids. You know,
it sure does. Thank you so much, Larry. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Betty. Take care, and I shouldn't say this. You're a Floridian. I live in Maine. Stay warm. Okay, I'll come visit this year. Okay,
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Betty Norton, everybody. This is really cool. It's called Exceed Preparatory Academy with an X at the beginning, X, letter C-E-E-D. And, it's so interesting, okay, to see how you look at education, you do it a different way. And it's really interesting. This is hybrid education, sports, emphasizing sports, etc. Really interesting. Betty, thank you. Okay. We'll archive over it. It's exceedprep.org. Exceedprep.org. Okay. Check it all out. Again, Amanda, thank you. My name is Larry Jacobs. See everything we do over at ace-ed.org. And thanks so much for listening. Thank you, Betty.